Okay. Good morning. I'm Susan Drummond, the Kitsap County Hearing Examiner. Today is Thursday morning, August 22nd, 2019, about 9 a.m. We have two items on the agenda. Both are preliminary plats. The first is the Cascade Court preliminary plat, file number 19-01266. The second is the Minder Meadows preliminary plat, file number on that 19-01333. The order of procedures for both of these proposals will be as follows. We'll hear from the planning department. They'll provide a summary of the proposal, and I have reviewed the staff report and exhibits for both of the projects. Following that, the applicant will have an opportunity to present, and then we'll open this up for public comment. Anyone who is here who wishes to testify on either of the proposals may do so. The applicant will then have an opportunity to address any questions which arise, and the planning department may have clarifications. I may have questions throughout. I think with that, let's go ahead and start with the Cascade Court preliminary plat. Ms. Schaefer, I believe you are presenting this morning. Good morning.
Oh, you can hear me, right? Okay, the red button threw me off.
Yeah. Can you state your name for the record?
Catherine Schaefer.
And you swear to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you.
I lost the present button.
Okay, sorry about that. Well, as I mentioned, my name is Catherine Schaefer, and I'm a planner with the Department of Community Development, and I'm here today to present the Cascade Court preliminary plat. This is located at 9546 Dickey Road Northwest in Silverdale. And to begin the presentation, I'd like to enter exhibits 1 through 29 into the record.
Okay. I did have those, and those are all admitted. And I think there's an exhibit 30, the notice of.
Oh, okay. So
hearing.
1 through 30.
So 1 through 30. Those are all admitted.
Yeah. Thank you. And then I'd like to also correct one thing on the staff report. It's on page 11. And it's towards the bottom of the staff report. It's under 1624060 low impact development. And the last line under that, it should say the applicant's storm drainage concept is a lined pond.
Okay.
And that is the correction. And with that, Red Rock Equities Corporation is proposing a preliminary plat that would subdivide an existing 5.6-acre parcel into 34 single-family lots. And the subject property is zoned urban low, which allows for 5 to 9 dwelling units per acre. And I would like to start off by showing the county map. And this is located in Central Kitsap, which is Commissioner District Number 3. And it's also located in the Silverdale Urban Growth Area, and we'll see that later on in the presentation as well. So zooming in, the subject property is highlighted in green right here. I know that might be a little bit difficult to see right there. And as you can see around the subject property to the north and to the east as well, there are a lot of densities and other neighborhoods in this area. And when we get to the zoning map, you'll see that those areas are like zoning. And as you head west, you can see that the parcels get a little bigger and it gets a little dense, so it does transition to rural zoning towards the west. And also to note, the Silverdale Mall is right here. The Silverdale Waterfront is right here. And then to the south of the subject property is the Central Kitsap Transportation Center. And then Silverdale Elementary is right there. And going to the zoning map here, as I mentioned, the subject property is zoned urban low, which is in that yellow. And you can see that it's surrounded by like zoning to the north, east, and to the south. To the west, it is industrial zoning, but most of the uses over there are single-family residents. And also to note, this blue line right here is the Silverdale Urban Growth Area. Right there. And then as I mentioned earlier, the zoning became rural residential as we went west. And continuing to zoom in, You can see the neighborhood map. The subject property is at the corner of Northwest, Dickey Road Northwest, which is on the west, and then south is Northwest Cascade Street, so it's at that intersection right there. And the application includes frontage improvements to both streets, and it's 460 feet of Dickey Road Northwest and 530 feet of Northwest Cascade Street. And here is the site aerial. At the time of submittal, the Kitsap County Assessor's records indicated that there were three existing single-family residences on there, as well as some outbuildings. And the application proposes to retain one of those single-family residences, and then the rest are proposed to be demolished. This is the critical area map. You can see there's some trees on there, but for the most part, the subject property is relatively flat with a few trees, on it. This site is a former landfill site. It's one of three former landfills along Dickey Road. According to the Kitsap County Health District records, it was used from 1947 to 1955. The application did include a geotechnical report that included measures to deal with methane and things like that. The Kitsap County Health Department did review this project and gave conditions that are addressed in the staff report due to these issues.
And I had a question, this is for the applicant, but I think in one of the reports, there was some mention, this was in Exhibit 5, and it talked about that a good portion of the site would not be suitable for development, and I'm assuming the layout accounts for that, but I wanted to confirm that, and that may be a question for the applicant, but I didn't know if you had. I know there's a portion of the site that's not being developed with homes, and I wanted just to confirm that was whether or not that was addressed in the geotech report or not. And again, maybe that's a question for the applicant to confirm.
Okay. But. Yeah, and I can show you when we get to the.
Okay.
So that most likely addresses this portion right here, but I'll let the applicant continue to describe that.
Okay.
But yeah, this is the actual layout of the plat, and they are what the geotech also addresses that they're going to scrape the top of it and then make a berm right here, right there. But this is the actual layout of the preliminary plat, and this right here are the two entrances on Cascade. Right there, and then there's going to be one entrance on Dickey Road that's going to serve these two lots right here. As I mentioned several times, this property is zoned urban low, which allows for 5 to 9 dwelling units per acre. And right here at the bottom is the density calculation. Minimum density is based off of net developable area, and that's when you take the entire 5.6 parcel and you subtract things like rights of way, stormwater controls. And then you get a number, which is provided by the applicant, and then we base the minimum density off of that. The applicant provided the minimum net developable area as 2.95 acres after all of that was subtracted. And then we multiply that by 5, which is the minimum allowed in the zone, and then we get 14.75, and because it's larger than a half, we round up to 15. And then maximum density is based off of taking the actual acreage and multiplying it by the max, which is 9. And we get 50.4, and then we round down. So the range for this, for the density range is 15 units to 50 units. And the applicant is proposing 34, and that meets the density for this zone. This is the preliminary landscape plan that was provided with the application. And this shows general areas of street trees as well as other vegetation. The project has been conditioned to provide a final landscape plan with the site development activity permit. And Title 16 also requires a recreational component. It requires at least 390 recreational square feet per unit. So if we multiply 390 times 34, we get 13,260. And the applicant is proposing 14,712 square feet of recreation, which is in the middle of the plat here, and then also to the east. There and there. And then they're also conditioned to provide a recreational open space plan with the site development activity permit. So So this project was reviewed and found consistent with the comprehensive plan and Kitsap County Code with no, and then we recommend approval with 56 conditions, and the applicant is here and I'm also available for questions as well.
Okay, yeah. Thank you, Ms. Schaefer. Is the applicant here? Good morning.
Good morning.
If you could state your name for the record.
I'm Norm Olson with NL Olson & Associates.
And you swear to tell the truth under a penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
Yes.
Thank you.
So I'm the project engineer, NL Olson & Associates. We are surveyors and geotech, but we're not the geotechnical geotech of record on this site, but the civil engineer of record. The owner, Joseph Lacco, Red Equities. Red Rock Equities is here as well. So we're really here to answer the questions that you have, and I guess you had a question about.
Yeah, that was, I think, my only question was just, and this came from, and again, you weren't the consultant on this. It was, the, I think, Enviro Sound Consulting that prepared the report. So it looks like the plat is generally consistent with what is in here, and that's the intent of the applicant is to be consistent with the recommendations that were designed in the geotechnical analysis. But I did have a question, and it's on the, it's the March 16th, 2015 report, page 4, where it states that a large portion of the subject property would not be suitable for development due to presence of organic and construction debris as well as garbage. I just wanted, and I know a portion of the, on the northeast side, that's been set aside where you don't have construction. I wanted to confirm that the layout of the plat is consistent with that finding in the geotech report. And if we need to, we can keep the record open to address
right.
that.
The geotechnic report was updated in 2019 with additional subsurface. I don't know if you have that report, but that's the main report that we're basing the preliminary design.
Yeah, that was attached to the. The 2019
yeah.
report.
Because significantly more subsurface exploration work was performed, and with that, then we received recommendations on how to exactly develop this project with, where the roadways are. We have over excavation of it up 2 feet and examination for settlement. Potential, then where the foundations are, over excavation of 4 feet. But based on his borings and what he's finding, it is developable. And, I think that, like you said, the northeast portion where the line pond is, I think that was the...
That's what it yes, sounded like.
Right.
And I didn't see the same language in the more updated report. And so
right.
I assume that was based upon the borings.
Right.
But I may ask for something to just from the geotech just to confirm that the site layout is consistent with their recommendation. So, but we can keep the record open to
okay.
allow for that. So, but yeah, that was my only question. I wanted to confirm.
Okay. Well, we're available if there's others.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. So at this point, we'll open up the record for public comment. Is there anyone here who wishes to provide testimony on this proposal? I'll let the record reflect that there is not anyone here today who wishes to comment on the proposal. Does the planning department have anything else at this time?
No, just a clarification mm-hmm. of what you want to go forward if you want to leave the record open and have the geotech provide something.
Yeah, just a one-page letter if we could, and I don't know how long you all would like to keep the record open. I mean, how much time they need. I know the geotech's not here today, but maybe through Tuesday to address that question. Would that give them enough time or? Tuesday, okay. So why don't we keep the record open through close of business Tuesday? And this is to just address that one question about the site layout. I'm assuming that the layout's consistent with what's in the report, and that's correct. There is an updated report in there, but I just want to double check on that. But if they can provide a letter that addresses the layout with the original findings from 2015. And it sounds like the 2019 report is based upon the updated information that they have from the soil borings and all that, so they had more information about the site. But if I could just confirm that the layout's consistent with that. One other question I wanted to make sure I ask you. If you could step back up one more time, Mr. Olson. I wanted to confirm that the applicant has no concerns with the conditions that were outlined. Okay,
yes,
so no concerns with the staff report, the conditions
right,
in there. Okay.
Yes.
And I may add a condition on, would it be an issue for the applicant to just require consistency with the recommendations of the geotech? I'm going to assume that would be the case anyway.
Yes.
But
yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. That's my only question. Nothing further from Ms. Schaefer on this?
No, just to let you know that there is a condition number 36
does have that language in
yeah,
there. Okay, great. So I don't need to add one then if that's in there. Okay, so we will, again, as I noted earlier, we'll keep the record open through close of business Tuesday for that to address that one question. And I think at this point we'll move on to the second matter on the agenda, which is the Mender Meadows preliminary plat. The order of procedure on that will be the same as what we followed for the last agenda item. I believe Ms. Barnhart was the lead planner on this one. You could state your name for the record.
Kathleen Barnhart.
And you swear to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you. And I have reviewed the staff report and the exhibits for that. There was a revised staff report. Exhibits 1 through 34, I think, are what I have.
Correct. And I would like to just maybe clarify for those who may be here today that revised staff report was just correcting a spelling error on a name and then clarifying the minimum lot depth and width.
Okay.
So I will be giving a short presentation to go over the staff report regarding the proposed Mender Meadows preliminary plat today. The project is located in the central Kitsap urban growth area at 1898 Northeast John Carlson Road near Bremerton and the intersection with Northeast Fairgrounds Road and State Route 303. The proposed plat is located on a 2.99 acre parcel currently developed with one single family residence and shop, both to be demolished as part of this proposal. This lot is zoned urban low residential, which has a density of 5 to 9 dwelling units per acre. The Mender Meadows preliminary plat request by Creative Commercial Investments LLC is for a 20-lot subdivision for single-family residential development. Lots range in size from just over 3,200 square feet to just over 5,300 square feet. There is a single access point that will be located at Northeast John Carlson Road with interior roads dedicated as public right-of-way. Frontage improvements will include bike lane, curb, gutter, and sidewalk, and street trees, both along Northeast John Carlson Road and both sides of the street interior to the plat. There are 2 parking stalls per unit are provided on each lot, with the half stall per lot provided in on-street parking for 10 total, which meets the code requirement. A large, centrally located recreational tract is provided, also larger than required by the minimum in code. Stormwater will be collected and directed to one of 2 on-site infiltration trenches. And finally, the project will be served by Kitsap County Public Sewer and North Perry Avenue Water District. And just for reference, here is the site plan from the preliminary drainage plan set showing many of the features just discussed. And just for reference, we have the storm tract here. There's another one located in there. So, storm tract and another one up here. The lot does not have any real critical area constraints other than having an average grade of 15% and located in a moderate seismic hazard area, which is likely due to the sandy, silty loam soils. They have provided a geotechnical report that's supporting the proposal and the associated future development for that. There are some off-site wetlands to the southwest. However, the project is proposing on-site stormwater infiltration, and there will be no wetland or buffer impacts that are proposed. The site is about a third cleared already with existing development. Again, that will be demolished as part of the proposal, with the remaining 2 acres in tree vegetation. So I'd also like to take a moment just to discuss how the project is meeting the required zoning density requirements. As previously stated, the parcel is zoned urban low residential, which has a density of 5 to 9 dwelling units per acre. The minimum density requirements, as was just previously discussed with the previous hearing, are calculated using what's called the net developable acreage. So that's the size of the lot after deducting the rights of way, critical areas, buffers, stormwater facilities, those things. After deducting these areas, the net developable area is calculated for this site at 1.73 acres. This is then multiplied by the minimum density per acre, or 5, which comes out to 8.63. This has to be rounded up. So we're looking at a minimum density of 9 dwelling units for this site. Maximum density is also calculated using gross area, or 2.99 acres, multiplied by the maximum density per acre, or 9, which comes out to 26.91, rounding up 27 maximum dwelling units for this lot. Again, this proposal is for 20 lots, so that we're right in the middle there. The proposal is also meeting the minimum and maximum lot size requirements for this zone. In regards to setbacks, all adjacent zones are urban and considered compatible zones. The parcel to the north and east are in the same urban low zone with single-family residential development, and I will have that map on the next slide. The parcels to the west are urban medium with both multifamily and single-family development. The parcel to the south, or the front, is zoned urban high residential with recreational land use. It's currently the Kitsap Tennis and Athletic Center. This proposal will be meeting the front and rear setbacks of 10 feet. The east setback will be 10 feet instead of the required 5. The west setback will be 15 feet instead of 5. So those greater side setbacks are due to the existing and proposed stormwater and utility easements. And I will also note that Kitsap County Code only requires a partial screening buffer between compatible zones. In this case, the applicant has proposed a separation buffer of solid fencing to help reduce some of the impacts to the adjacent properties. And as discussed, here is the zoning map. Here's our subject site here. We have urban low, urban medium, urban high, and then kind of kitty corner here, we got commercial around here. And here is the state highway. So traffic was a concern brought up during the public comment period, so I did want to take a brief moment to also talk about that. There was a traffic impact analysis completed for the proposal, taking into account the 19 additional dwelling units. So that resulted in 189 average weekly daily trips added, 15 new AM peak hour trips, 20 new PM peak hour trips, and overall it was determined that the increased traffic would have no impact to the local road network that would require mitigation. The traffic impact analysis was reviewed by Kitsap County Public Works, and they have also determined that the proposal would not trigger any level of service concerns or mitigation requirements. And it's also worth noting that there are multiple Kitsap Transit routes located very near the site, some off the Northeast John Carlson Road itself, and also very nearby on the state route. So in conclusion, the staff report has provided the findings that the proposal is consistent with the zoning and comprehensive plan policies, falling within the required density range. Public safety is addressed with adequate in and out access in and out of the plat, and pedestrian safety and sidewalks fronting and internal to the plat itself. All lots comply with the configuration requirements. There are three corner lots with shared driveways that will require easements per code. With these findings, after review of the documentation provided in the record, Kitsap County is recommending approval of the Minor Meadows preliminary plat, subject to the 59 conditions recommended in the staff report. So that concludes the staff presentation, if there are any questions.
I do not have any at this time. Thank you, Ms. Bernhardt. So is the applicant here? If you could step forward. Good morning.
Hi.
Could you state your name for the record?
Joseph Minder.
And you swear to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have anything that you wanted to add? And just to clarify, so are you the property owner?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. So I think the applicant was Creative Commercial Investments, LLC, is that? That's correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Was there anything else you wanted to add on the staff report? And I'm familiar with the proposal. I've reviewed the staff report and exhibits
great.
And all that.
Yeah, so, I mean, when we designed it, we really had a lot of focus on making it a really inviting, living, place. The lots are smaller, but we did 9 less units than we were allowed to do. We created a beautiful park in the center, which cost us a lot more money to develop that way, but we figured that, with kids and just the family environment, that would be best for livable conditions. So that's how we designed it. We didn't take strictly monetary, okay, we're going to make so much this, and this will cost us too much, so don't do this. We didn't look at that at all. We just looked at what would be best for if we were going to live there, and that's how we designed it.
Yeah, no, that does seem like a nice layout to have that in the middle and centrally located. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone from the public who wished to provide testimony on this proposal? Let the record reflect that there's not anyone here who wishes to provide comment on the proposal. Ms. Barnhart, anything else? Nope. Okay. I do not have any further questions. I'm sorry. One more for the applicant. I just want to confirm that you have no concerns with the conditions. And if you could step forward to the microphone, so I forgot to do that. Wanted to make sure that you had reviewed the staff report and don't have any concerns with the conditions that were
set. I haven't totally reviewed it. I don't know what the 59 requirements are, but I know my engineer's here, so we'll discuss that. But as of right now, I do not.
Okay. So why don't we maybe keep the record open through tomorrow? So it's just to confirm that there are no, make sure you've reviewed the staff report and have no concerns with the conditions. I assume there are not any issues, but that probably should be confirmed. So.
Okay.
It may not take that long. Maybe just keep the record open through close of business today, since it shouldn't take too long to, unless you need time to check with staff. Ms. Bernhardt, comments on, usually the applicants review the staff report, but.
Engineer said he's read it. We're good.
We're good. Okay. So no concerns with the conditions then?
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right. So no need to keep the record open then.
Perfect.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, I believe that this proposal is consistent with the county's planning requirements and that adequate provisions have been made for urban services and facilities to serve this proposal. And there are a number of criteria that have to be met for the property to be platted, but as outlined in the staff report and the exhibits that have been submitted and which I've reviewed, I believe that the proposal is consistent with the county's platting criteria. So I will be approving this preliminary plat decision on this. Will be out within 10 business days. That will be emailed to Ms. Walston, and then she will provide it to the applicant and any other interested parties who wish to or have requested a copy of that decision. Any other procedural questions? Nope. Ms. Walston, is there anything else we need to address today? Okay, we are adjourned. Thank you all.